I twitch spasmodically, jerking my head up so hard I nearly dent the thin plastic roof. Behind me, the eyes of hell are open, two blinding beacons like the landing lights of an off-course 747. Whoever they are, they're standing on their brakes so hard they must be smoking. There's a roar, and then a squat red Audi sports coupe pulls out and squeezes past my flank, close enough to touch, its blonde female driver gesticulating angrily at me. At least I think she's blonde and female. It's hard to tell because everything is grey. My heart is trying to exit through my ribcage, and I'm frantically wrestling with the steering wheel to keep the roller skate from toppling over. A fraction of a second later, she's gone, pulling back into the slow lane ahead of me to light off her afterburners. I swear I see red sparks shooting out of her two huge exhaust tubes as she vanishes into the distance, taking about 10 years of my life with her. "You stupid fucking bitch!" I yell, thumping the steering wheel until the smart wobbles alarmingly, and, heart in mouth, I tentatively lift off the accelerator and let my speed drift back down to a mere 140 or so. "Stupid fucking Audi-driving Barbie girl, brains of a chocolate mousse!" I spot a road sign saying Darmstadt, 20 kilometers, just as something, a low-flying Luftwaffe starfighter maybe, makes a strafing run on my left. 10 infinitely long minutes later, I arrive at the slip road for Darmstadt, sandwiched between two 18-wheelers, my buttocks soaking in a puddle of cold sweat, and all my hair standing on end. Next time, I resolve, I'm going to take the train and damn the expense. Darmstadt is one of those German towns that, having been landscaped by Allied heavy bombers, rezoned by the Red Army, and rebuilt by the Marshall Plan, demonstrates perfectly that A, sometimes it's better to lose a war than to win one, and B, some of the worst crimes against humanity are committed by architecture students. These days, what's left of the 50s austerity concrete has a rusticated air and a patina of moss, and the worst excesses of 60s neo-brutalism have been replaced by glass and brightly painted steel that clashes horribly with what's left of the old Rhenish gingerbread. It could be any town EU, more modern and less decrepit than its US equivalent, but somehow it looks bashful and self-effacing. The one luxury facilities did pay for is an in-car navigation system, the better to stop me wasting laundry time by getting lost en route. So once I get off the death race track, I drive on autopilot, sweaty and limp with animalistic relief at having survived. And then I find myself in a hotel parking bay between a Toyota and a bright red Audi TT. The fuck? I thump the steering wheel again, more angry than terrified now that I'm not in imminent danger of death. I peer at it. Yep, it's the same model car, and the same color. I can't be certain it's the same one. My nemesis was going so fast I couldn't read her number plate because of the Doppler shift. But I wouldn't bet against it. It's a small world. I shake my head and squeeze out of the smart, pick up my bags, and slouch towards reception. Once you've seen one international hotel, you've seen them all. The romance of travel tends to fade fast after the first time you find yourself stranded at an airport with a suitcase full of dirty underwear 2 hours after the last train left. Ditto the luxury of the business hotel experience on your fourth overseas meeting of the month. I check in as fast and as painlessly as possible, aided by another of those frighteningly helpful German babes, albeit this time with slightly worse English. Then beam myself up to the sixth floor of the Ramada Trefpage Hotel. Then I hunt through the endless and slightly claustrophobic maze of air-conditioned corridors until I find my room. I dump my duffel bag, grab my toilet kit and a change of clothes, and duck into the bathroom to wash away the stink of terror. In the mirror, my reflection winks at me and points at a new white hair until I menace him with a tube of toothpaste. I'm only 28. I'm too young to die and too old to drive fast.